We took a ride into New York City, had lunch in the city, walked around. It was 40-some degrees, windy and cloudy up here. By the time we got to New York City, it was beautiful. It was, oh gosh, I want to say 60-some degrees, 66 degrees and sunny yesterday. It was indeed a beautiful day. Got back in the car. By the time we got to Brewster, New York, it was cloudy. The temperature went from 66 to 47, and we ran into rain. Good morning there, Pat. How are you?
And good morning, Marshall. Fair. The internet is definitely, we may cut out and go back and forth. The internet's been in and out all morning long.
Yeah, it just it dropped out and reconnected right away. So you obviously have problems there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I've had problems all morning. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and then the rain came in, the cold front. That was the cold front. Produced some funnel clouds in Massachusetts yesterday.
Where in Massachusetts?
I don't know the exact locations, but there were several funnel clouds sighted. I'm pretty sure it was confined to northeastern Massachusetts.
Right.
I'll find out. It wasn't in the Berkshires, that's for sure. Partly sunny, brisk day today, 50 to 55, clear tonight, low 30s, sunny tomorrow. I think we'll be around 50, and sunny Friday, 45 to 50. Not your kind of day on Saturday, windy with rain, only in the low 40s. And Sunday, the rain will tentatively end, but a second storm will come up and bring us more rain Sunday night and Monday.
So how much rain might we get from both these storms?
Well, I think storm number one will give us an inch, maybe an inch and a half, and storm number two will be below an inch. So when all said and done, I would say Saturday through about Tuesday of next week, we could easily wind up with 1 to 3 inches of rain.
Well, at least it's not snow.
Well, that's true. There's still the possibility of somewhat snow and sleet. I would say northern sections of New England, like Vermont, New Hampshire. That would be my guess.
So we're definitely into late fall now already.
Yeah, that's it. And, I'm just taking a glance at the new GFS that just came in, and valid for between 1 and 3 a.m. Saturday morning. They already have the rain arriving in here at that time. So they're beginning to push it a little bit quicker. And unfortunately, Marshall, Saturday is going to be one of those days for you to stay inside because it's not the kind of weather you like. You don't like rain and low 40s.
I don't like cold rain. No, I don't. I love a mild rain. I do. But I don't like a cold rain. I hate a cold rain worse than I hate snow and ice.
Yeah,
simply because once you're out there and you get wet and it's like 42, 43 degrees and you're wet, it's just miserable. I mean, at least in snow you can brush it off and you don't really feel the wetness till you get back inside and things warm up and then everything moistens up. But when you're out and it's cold and I've got rainers anyways in my fingers, and you get down to 45 degrees and a wind and it affects me. Never mind 45 degrees rain and wind, my hands look like I'm a zombie. So I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. But I had a great day yesterday, Pat. Oh, here he goes. You're back.
So you dropped out again?
Yeah, you sound like you're in a submarine when it does that. It goes boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Boop.
So I'm going to have to call Verizon on that and find out what the story is.
Well, I could sing you, we all live in a yellow submarine, because that's what it sounds like when it comes back on. There it goes again. Reconnect. There you go, off and on again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the president. Maybe he's censoring us.
What do you think? Why do you think causes that? It's their problem, right? With transmission.
Yeah, it's their problem. Well, I know what they're going to tell you to do right away.
Reset the modem.
Yeah.
Reset the router.
The motor. Well, first, what you do is you unplug the modem for about 30 seconds,
right.
And then you plug it back in, and you very quickly unplug your router for about 10 seconds, and then plug your router back in. Now, if they're all together, you don't, you know, it's done together. But that's what they're going to tell you to do first thing. You might want to try that.
Okay.
But it's tough for you because this is your busy time.
Yeah, this is, there's no time to,
you can't, you know, you, start trying you can't, that. Yeah, you can't afford to be down for like 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes. You can't.
Right, exactly. So I'll have to wait till after drive time, and hopefully we'll get through drive time with not too much more in the way of any problems.
Well, you know, it's that's the way it is. So I'm, anyways, Pat. So it's like I said, I had a nice day in the city yesterday. It was gorgeous. It was absolutely a beautiful day.
Yeah, walking around was nice too. Outside and walking the dog, that was all great. And then of course, when I went to teach late yesterday afternoon, and I had to bring the class across the street to church. That was when the skies opened up at the port.
Oh yeah, it didn't mess around when it came. And the temperature literally dropped when we got to Brewster. It went from 62 to 47. 62 to 47.
Yeah, strong cold front. Very, yeah. Very strong cold front, right? And I thought it was going to be a little colder this morning, but because of clouds out there this morning, that kept the temperature from falling. So that will be the case tomorrow morning, as you can see, I'm calling for 25 to 30.
Now, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. What type of area do you live in? Because the man who planned to blow him up in New York City, he comes from your area, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where does he come from?
He's right in that area. He's about 45 minutes away from you. Yeah. Mm.
No, that's terrible.
Paul Rosenfeld.
Oh, okay. Well, the this area here is very, very nice. I mean, it's a little tucked away area that, you know, not too many people know about, and it's quiet, and it's pretty principally filled with retired cops and firemen.
Yeah, he lived in, they didn't give his exact address in this story, but he lived in the Hudson Valley, and I know Jill and I traced it. It was only about 40 minutes from your house.
That's 40 minutes too close.
That's right.
That's all I can say.
So, where you lived, you had murderers and everything like that, though. You lived on Long Island. So
forget that.
Hey, speaking about murderers in jail, how's your doctor doing?
He's still there. You know, I heard from him a week ago, and he said he spoke with his attorney, and he says just from the looks of the amount of papers that have to be filed, that in itself could take another 2 to 3 months.
Why doesn't he just turn state's evidence get out?
I really thought that...
There goes Pat again. See if he comes back.
Are we back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're back. Because I see on the router, it's the modem. I see a red light go on. Yeah. When I see the red light go on, I see we dropped out.
There he goes again. We're going to give up on this. We'll say when he comes back on, we'll just give up on it. He hasn't back yet. He'll come back in a second.
Back.
There you go. You're back.
There we go. The sentencing was supposed to come up in October, but so far nothing on that.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go in your submarine, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Oh, brother. Thank you. Say a prayer for me.
All right. Well, take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano having internet problems this morning.